Toby Robbins's holiday in Turkey didn't quite end as he'd planned. A keen snorkeler, he had found 13 old coins while out swimming, and he'd decided to take them home as a souvenir of his fortnight-long break. But security staff at Bodrum Airport, who found them in his hand luggage, deemed them historical treasures, and he was arrested. Now he's being detained in prison on suspicion of finding Turkish artefacts without notifying authorities. And his family say they've got no idea when they'll see him again. His alleged offence carries a 3-year jail sentence. Well, are you now asking yourself, did I pick up something like that in all innocence? What are the rules about the material you can bring home from holiday? Well, here to help us live on PM is Alex Herman from the appropriately titled Institute for Art and Law. And Alex Herman, are cases like Toby Robbins's common?
Well, this is a bit unusual in that it's only 13 coins, so it's not like he's taking home a national treasure in some regards. But Turkey is known for having taken a very, some would say, aggressive approach to reclaiming antiquities that have left the country already. So not on the territory itself, but have left the country. In the 1990s, there was a famous case that went through the U.S. courts involving something called the El Mali hoard, which was a great hoard of something like 2,000 coins that had left Turkey. And the Turkish state was able to recover it in that particular case. So they have been successful at doing that. But this is a bit unusual in the sense that it's a foreign visitor getting apprehended within Turkey.
But how do you know what's classified as an antiquity? I mean, here's Mr. Robbins, he's snorkeling, he picks up a few coins in the sand. He thinks, in all innocence, I can pick them up. How do you know?
Well, it's probably best to play it safe in those sorts of situations and try to check with somebody who might be in a position to know. One of the problems when you're in a foreign country is that the rules, the laws that relate to antiquities or archaeological material will be different, will depend on that particular country's laws. So the important thing, if you really want to be correct about it, is to get legal advice on the ground in Turkey to find out whether these qualify as protected archaeological material or treasures.
Are there people then? I mean, you say take legal advice, but you know, when you're on holiday, you may not know who to go to. I mean, is there something or something online even that people can consult to look at and compare what they found with something online?
Yeah, of course. I mean, of course, me as a lawyer saying, you know, seek legal advice, it seems a little
self-interested. Sorry, I don't mean to put you out of a job. But
No. But that to get the most appropriate answer, that would be the way to do it. Now, there are other places that you could go. Probably the best, if you're in a foreign country, would be to check with your own country's embassy or consulate. And hopefully they would be able to advise on these sorts of issues. So that would probably be the easiest thing, especially if you're in a country where there's a foreign language that you don't understand. The other place, this is more for legal people, but it's available to the public, is that UNESCO, which is the UN's agency that deals with cultural matters, they have a website that provides English translations for all the cultural heritage protection laws throughout the world.
You're clearly saying be careful if you find something, as he did. If you buy something, presumably you're covered, are you?
Well, no. I mean, we spent a lot of time at the Institute of Art and Law dealing with that particular issue of acquiring cultural property in foreign countries. The difficulty there, like with finding something, is that the laws are going to be different depending on the country. So some countries, like Italy, for example, is very generous towards a good faith purchaser. If you buy something in good faith, an antiquity, let's say, you could get title very easily in Italy. The UK, or at least England, because English law is different from Scots law, for example, in England, if you buy something from somebody who is not the owner, you will not get any better title than they have. So it's a different approach. It's much more favorable to the original owner in England, much more favorable to the good faith purchaser in Italy. So you need to be advised of these things ahead of making a purchase in another country.
Seek advice is the message. Alex Herman, thank you very much.